back to the second episode of What is Love? I'm glad you came back. It's been an interesting few weeks in this world, and I'm hopeful that everyone is getting some much-needed rest and also working on finding some inner peace. Anyways, last week I got a chance to talk to my mom about breakups and how she handled heartbreak in the past, and some takeaways from that were embrace the change, because like it or not, you will be grieving a little bit, or a lot of it, and that's okay. You can share your pain. You don't have to go into isolation. But you should accept where you are and learn from it. Now, typically in a world not plagued with COVID-19, I would have gone out with my girls, maybe had a couple drinks, laughs, and danced a bit just to jumpstart the moving on phase. But since we're here in quarantine status, I thought I'd talk to my girls with the help of some technology. And as you can see from the title, this goes out to all the single ladies. Side note, audio might be a little bit wonky because we use Zoom and Zoomed from all over the world. California, Tennessee, South Carolina, all that. So just wanted to let you guys know about that. So let's get into this call.
You know, where are y'all in life in terms of your age and profession, and how long have you been single?
Well, 31.
This is Kirsten.
Currently, I'll say, I guess, in my fourth job in the journalism realm. And been single now, what did I break up with him? 2 years-ish, okay. Basically. Right around 2 years, yeah. Yeah. That's where we
are. I am 28 years old.
This is Sefe.
And I am a marketing and communications manager for a defense contractor in Los Angeles. But I am coming from the journalism world where I was for about 4 years. And now I've been single for, it will be 3 years in July. So two and a half years or so. And that was coming out of a 4-year relationship.
Whoa, okay.
So I'm 29 and I've been working as a multimedia journalist reporter for 7 years. I've lived in like 7 states throughout my life, and it's complicated.
But yeah, so I guess I wanted to talk to you guys about, you know, how it's been as a single lady, a single Black lady in America right now. Like, what has that been like? Talk to me a little bit about, how do you guys feel about online dating and using apps?
Well, thank you for narrowing it down, first of all. To start talking about what it's like to be a single lady in these now is just way too, I mean, it's like, how long do we have? But dating, I do have a little bit of experience with that. I think online dating, I think there's like a stigma around it, but in the age that we live, especially in these Corona times, if you will, where everything is turning virtual. It's like online dating was ahead of the curve. And when it first started, again, like you want to meet somebody. Like I always say that down the road, however many years from now, I'm telling my grandchildren how I met their grandfather. I want to be able to say we met at church, or we met at the grocery store, or we met, you know, just like have a nice story to it, not we met on Tinder. But we also live in a different age where that is the reality. And I know quite a few people who have had successful relationships off of online dating. So I think the stigma is gone, but the content, as in the men on there, are still, there's work to be done.
That's a nice way to put it.
That's a very nice way to put it. Wow.
It's because these apps are free.
This is Fresha.
Yes.
Big fact.
But then again, then I also don't want to, and I'm here with my two friends. We're sitting here drinking our wine in these Corona times. We chipping in here. But the free aspect, I get what you're saying, but then at the same time, I don't want somebody who would pay for a dating app. I'm not sure I would want that either.
I don't know.
And that could be my own personal, you know?
I don't think I agree personally. No. I mean, once you reach a certain age, it's just like an additional resource to meet folk. Because when you get older, it's harder to meet new people, I feel.
Especially when you're in a new city. So I up and moved to Los Angeles 2 years ago, again, right after my breakup. After a little bit of time, I got on It was, what was it called? Black. BLK. Soul Swipe. Soul, it was called Soul Swipe.
Okay.
I met, and it's specifically for Black young people looking to date, and that's not, you know, I have my preference, but I actually met somebody off of there that we hung around each other for about 2 years, recently cut that off for other reasons, but it's not all bad.
I remember, so this is the other person over here chomping in with the last one.
Oh, hey, Simone.
And I'm also 28, been living in Los Angeles for 5 years, and I worked in higher education. And I remember when Insecure was like still like booming in season, and The League, we learned about The League. And I remember thinking I'm gonna like join The League because this is gonna be elite. And I'm gonna find men who may have like the same level of education as me and all of this. And I just come there and they give you like 3 matches a day. And they were trash. Like, I was like, the one time I'm trying to actively try it, and this is supposed to be elite, it's not working out the same way for me as it worked out for Molly on Insecure. So I think I just kind of had like false expectations where I just eventually let that go.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Cause like, I feel like, at least in our career path, we move a lot, and it's the same thing. You're moving to these new cities, you don't know anybody, and you hop on the dating app. You're like, okay, let me try this out. So I know when I moved to Charlotte, I hopped on Bumble, and I was like, oh, this will be fine. You know, the girl gets to initiate first. I won't get any, you know, crazy messages. Let me try this out. Had a couple of dates. It was cute, but nothing ever really flourished. And I don't know. I think I am that romantic who likes meeting people in person. And same thing, like what Sefe said, like, I want to be able to say, like, you know, yeah, you know, me and your pops met at the grocery store, at the coffee shop. You know, I don't know, something about that. And my parents met that way.
So this thing with the grocery store is coming up a lot. And it's something that I find pretty funny because I always thought that one day I was going to just be walking through the grocery store and I would reach out for a vegetable. And as I'm reaching out, a man would reach out for that same vegetable and we would lock eyes and all of a sudden it'd be magic and we'd be going on a date next. Anyways, that is not the reality for me because let me tell you, I hate the grocery store and I'm always in there on my headphones because I don't want to be bothered with people. So yeah, that's not really going to be something that that happens for me, but I'm just loving the grocery store scenario. It's great.
That way, they met at a med school mixer. So I think that's the thing. Like, I like meeting people in person. I feel like that's how you can read on people. We're so attached to our phone. And I notice the way we are. That's the world we live in. But it's just like, I want to be able to talk. I don't know. When I have a relationship, I want to be someone who can not be connected to this phone all the time, you know? Right. Right. So I think that's where I have this online dating. I have a mixed relationship, mixed love-hate relationship with that just because of the, if it starts on online, can it work in real life?
And I get that. You want an organic start and you want something that seems real. And a lot of people post their representative on a dating app. So I understand that. But I will say I do know people who had successful relationships thanks to an online dating or a dating app.
It is free and it's more narrow. So I think you can put like religion, your height,
everything
like that too, I think. You could do like common, like things you have in common, like all this other kind of stuff. And I think you get like 3 matches a day or you can pay more to see other matches. But I mean, we know how this works. Just because you get 3 people in front of you doesn't mean you're going to be intrigued by the photos they have. So it's just too long for me to get to a point where I was actually interested in one person.
Exactly. But that, because I remember seeing that episode of Insecure with Molly being like, oh, this is great. So when it came to Charlotte, I just knew. I was like, this is about to be it, y'all. Get me a little banker. No.
And also, y'all, the men on these things, you also have to be very careful about, because again, I'll try and say, well, they're not all weirdos. I don't consider myself a weirdo, yet here I am on this app. So it's got to be somebody on the opposite end. But at the same time, you'll have people who jump right into it like, hey, how are you? What are you doing? Nothing much. You want to come over? I swear to God, I've had that exact conversation multiple times. And it's like, obviously there are guys on there for one specific reason. We all know the reputation Tinder has. We all know the reputation that a lot of these apps have. So you have to be careful with that too. And it's just like, I think success is possible. it is just one in a million, if you ask me, or one in 100 at least. And I'm in that 99 so far.
I know that for me, when it comes to dating apps, I feel like there are people on there that are really serious. Like, I don't want any, you even see in their bios, like, I'm here for a real relationship, whoop, whoop. And I feel like when this, those apps where you pay, it's like, okay, they're even more serious. And I'm getting on there, and as I'm typing out all this information about me, I'm like, wait, do I really want to do this? Am I really interested in a relationship?
Have you ever paid?
I've never paid.
Okay, I'm in trouble because I feel like if I'm late 30s and I'm still single as hell, I'm getting on those damn apps. Getting on
eHarmony.
Like, that is
eHarmony.
Yes.
So do you think it's a time frame?
Yes. But where else are we supposed to be met? At that point, you want to have a husband. You want to find a husband. You want to have kids. Like, late 30s, you're still single as hell. Like, nobody on your radar.
So you say, okay, there's a timeline then for...
For me, it's a timeline. Like, I feel like all of these apps now that we engage on are a mess because they're free and anybody can hop on there. Anybody can hop on there, set up a profile and get to going. So it is a lot of whoop-de-whoop or whatever, but I'm not at the point where I would pay for like a Match.com membership or subscription, but it's definitely like, that's low-key my plan if it comes to that after a certain point.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So what are y'all looking for then in a man?
Oh. Well, I don't even think that's a good job. I know, it's like, ooh.
Right. So
what are we looking for in a man? I personally am not in a point in my life, and it sounds very like a little bit out of touch, like a little bit selfish, but I just know, it could also, considering my age, also being 28, it's like, who am I to be like, I'm still just not ready for like a relationship right now. Or like, you know what I mean? Like, but it's kind of true. So I feel like I'm still working through that, but I don't know, as women, I just feel like we're so pressured to, you know, hit certain milestones by a certain point. And like, even nature is a pressure on us as far as like getting things done, starting a family. So I don't know, like, should I be out there trying to find Mr. Right right now, even though I feel like it's not right time, the right time, the perfect time?
I feel like there is a pressure, but I feel like now I'm thinking the pressure's there for a reason, because I don't want to say now or never, but also I don't want to be walking down the aisle when I'm 45. Mm-hmm. I don't. And because I feel like if anything, that's missing out on all the time that you could have had with your significant other. But as far as what I'm looking for in a man, honestly, I'm just looking for like a homie. Like, I want somebody who I get along with as well as I get along with any one of my female friends, but that, you know, I want to like spend that much time with, like, you know, go to sleep with at night and wake up with in the morning, and just have that person that is your person.
Right.
Nobody else. Your person. Well, hopefully nobody else is. But, I'm just looking for a homie.
But no, I think that's a good point, because I know for me, looking at, I'm already in my 30s, and in a career where it is tough to, we're always moving, so I think that's where I'm also like, you're always picking up to start over and meet new people again. I think establishing a friendship first, I think, is something I'm trying to get better with, because I think a lot of times relationships start so quickly. And it's like, do I even like this person? Why do I like this person? And it's just so quick. And it's like, for somebody to last, I do want them to be my friend, like someone I can lean on. They're my friend, but I can grow with them. We grow together. And someone, I know for me, faith is important. You know, I'm not saying you have to be a certain religion, but I, at least in my career path, I did not get here alone. Faith is something that's been instilled in me since day one. It's something I've grown with and decided how faith is interpreted for my own life. And I feel like that's important. I need someone who has faith as a part of their journey, or else it's not gonna work, you know? So I think those are two things I'm trying to make sure are a big part of my next relationship, is like, okay, are we cool? Are we, you know, can we be homies? You know, because that's really, you know, if this is gonna be ride or die, you know, I mean, marriage is not easy. I mean, I think all of us see that image on Instagram. Oh, the wedding is so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, we're not there in the trenches. We don't, no one posts Instagram, no one on Instagram, no one posts that fight. No one posts the, oh, I just lost my job. which is real right now with COVID-19, you know, people getting laid off all the time. No one posts the hard stuff on Instagram. So it's like, you need to be able to have that ride or die that's with you when it isn't cute, when it isn't fun, you know? So I feel like that's where I'm going is like, okay, could this be a partner with me as we go through this thing? Because, you know, we need someone who can be a partner with us. Not someone who's like over me or like I'm over them. It's more we're partners together.
So when it comes to dating, I will say that I've been blessed and haven't had any really wild and crazy dates in the past or anything. So I'm lucky with that. But I did ask the ladies just to give me some of their war stories, some of their craziest first dates or crazy dates that they've encountered. And it was pretty interesting to listen to.
I moved to LA back in 2015.
This is Simone again.
In 2016, I mean, I had like a group of friends that were like, it was this guy that we all knew. He was like scrawny looking. He had glasses, blah, 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 blah. Fast forward like 2 years, he finishes law school out on the East Coast. And now he's back here in LA. He done gained some muscle. So now he got, you know, look at Lauren's face. Yes,
a muscle. That's real life.
He's looking like a snack. So we see him out of the day party and me and my friend are both like, sis, whoever he comes at first, we just can't be mad about it. So Brittany,
of course.
So we exchanged numbers and then he asked to take me out. So we go out that following Friday and I have like an annual date spot I take people to. It's easier for me to be in a familiar space, but I always recommend that spot. So we're there and we're having a good conversation and one of the things you should never talk about in an interview, as well as on the first date, is politics. Politics came up, and preference, this is a black male. He, I think at the time, was like 29. So he might be like 30, 31, 32 now. And he started to express how he felt that Trump should build a wall. And he started to give his explanation as to why. And then all I could think of in my head was, does he not know I'm half Latina? Like, I don't understand why he is like stereotyping everybody into one category and he's saying everybody is Mexicans. And then he gave his whole pitch about the whole jobs and it just wasn't true. And in my head, I was just like, I'm not gonna push back too much because I still need him to pay for this meal. It declines. And at this point, we didn't order food. We didn't order lots of drinks. And his card gets declined. And I'm just like sitting here, not only was this a bad date, I also still have to pay for the bill. Damn.
So there wasn't even an opportunity to split.
You would have got that cash. He pulled out another card and I was like, you know what, it's fine. Let's just split it. How about that? We'll just split it down the middle. I don't care that you got more drinks than I got. You know, it doesn't really matter. Clearly you just don't have enough money on your card. I wish you would have led with that. And I wish you would have just suggested a place instead of just like, baby girl, you can have whatever's on the menu. And
did it work? Did it go through once you split it?
Yeah, it did. Which is sad. But it was like $100 bill. Like, so now I'm paying $50 to go on a date with you, somebody who I never want to see again. And it just sucked. It sucked so much because it was almost as if like I was on a date with somebody who I expected you to have the same views as me because of your race and where you were brought up. And then I learned very quickly that is not the case. Horrible date, man. That was horrible. And I had to sit through that just because I thought I was going to get a free meal and I still had to pay.
That's crazy. That's pretty bad.
I have another one.
Off the line, lady.
So then I went on a date with this guy who we have a mutual friend and she had told me he liked me, whatever. But the first time he tried to hit on me, I had a boyfriend and then now I'm single. So I decided to go on a date with him. And instantly, by his language, the things he's saying, I'm like, he's gay. I don't understand, like, why this date is happening. And we're getting drinks at the bar. And the first thing he says was like, well, how was your week? And I'm like, oh, you know, like, blah, 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 this happened. And I remember I had an audition for a pro dance team the next day. So I was like, oh, I can't drink too much. And he was just like, well, I'm just going to drink a whole lot because I quit my job yesterday. And I don't have a job. I was just like, I'm like, where do we go from there? Because all I can think about is I'm gonna have to pay for this date again. And I'm, you know what I'm saying? And I,
like, at this point, I'm only going to get one drink because that's all I'm willing to pay for tonight. And he literally just went down on the soapbox. It was as if I was, like, his therapist about, like, why his job was toxic, why he quit. And I get that, but, like, he didn't ask me a single question. And I was just like, I wasted my time. I could have been sleeping, preparing for tomorrow. Instead, I'm out with a guy who clearly doesn't want me. Not just me as a person, me as a female identifying person. And yet again, he did pay for my drink, though. I guess that was the...
That's an upside. That's a plus.
A silver lining, you know.
Dating in LA is so trash. Just that. That's the last time that I've been on a date.
And when was that?
When was that? 2018?
Oh, no. No.
I did get into a situationship with another guy, but I never went on a first date. It was like we had mutual friends. We like.
Did y'all go on dates?
I know. Yeah. Well, we went on dates once it became a situationship. Okay. But it was like the whole meet somebody, don't know them, gonna get to know you on a first date thing. I was like, it's not working for me. This not it.
I think that's the secret. I think we need to get our friends that are married or in a relationship to introduce us to, I think that's what it is. I think that's what, when people get like late 30s, they get introduced to friends of friends of friends.
I can tell, that's not what happens.
Those, do you friends, have any crazy date stories?
I thought that was...
That ain't it. Nah. I haven't had too many crazy dates. I've had more like crazy post-date situations. So like I went on a date with a guy that was, you know, it went well. He bought the drinks. He, you know, wooed. And I was like, okay, this is going well. Halfway through the date, he was like, I got something to tell you. And I was like, okay, he got kids. And again, I've grown in this sense of, you know, one kid I can handle. Like that's, I've had to come to terms with that. I'm 31. Some folks out here have had kids and that's cool. I get it. You know, one, I feel like it's all right. When we talking about two, that's more, I'm trying to learn that. Two plus, I'm like, ooh, okay, hold on. He was older than me. He was 34, but not by much. So he was like, yeah, I have kids. I have three boys. And I'm like, okay. Wait.
Divorcing.
And 10 girls.
I got three kids by three different women.
Oh.
I was like.
That's a red flag. Ooh.
I said, ooh, this is too much.
That's a huge red flag.
That was a lot. And he even said, he was like, I know this is a lot to take in. And I was just like, I just don't, in my head, I was like, I don't even know how you logistically even parent, because households, like, how do you have time to date? Why are we even here? Like, shouldn't you be with one of those children? You know, just to me, I couldn't fathom, like, how does this work? How do you parent and date, because you have three whole children by three different women, which again, I'm not judging anyone's lifestyle. It's just more, to me, that was like, whoa, this whole date was great. And then you dropped this bomb on me. So I just said, you know what, we gonna cut these ties. I just told him I couldn't personally handle that. That's just a little too much for my plate. But like I said, the kid thing is something I had to grow into, that I am now willing, if Prince Charming comes along and he has one kid, I'm not opposed to it. Well, before, like in my 20s, I'd be like, no kids. He must have gone to college. Like I had these very superficial expectations. Now I'm kind of like, okay,
one. That's child. Honestly something I've changed my mind on.
Too. Yeah, and it took a while.
Or kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it took time.
No, it's only to be expected.
Only I've kind of changed my mind on it.
Got kids.
This is like the past year, y'all. This is gross.
If he has one kid, though, I couldn't do two.
Yeah.
The kids yet, though. I'm not. Got to I have, however, specifically since living in Los Angeles, let go of the he must have a college degree. Because I know a lot of men out here. Also, too, I was in a whole situationship with a man who had to be 5 months about having a degree. Yes.
Girl, you're my dad.
Look at her face. I'm telling you, I've like, and you know what? I was upset that he lied, but I wasn't upset that like he didn't have a degree, because at the end of the day, I work in education and he was making more money at his job than I was with my master's degree. Uh-huh. So I let go of like, you must have his degree. I think more so it's the mindset for me. And then how do you plan to create longevity for yourself with finances, investments? But I think the kid thing, I'm not there yet. The degree thing, I'm willing to compromise depending on like what your current occupation is and your goals. And you know, I'm a little more to compromise on that than I am the kid thing.
And that makes sense.
Yeah. And I think only because I'm in my 30s now and I'm meeting people who are in their mid 30s or older, and So that's, it's very situational. Trust me, like if you're 30 and I don't know, like I'm obviously no story is perfect, but I will say I'm taking it person by person and what I'm comfortable with. And I get it. Maybe if you had a kid young, but again, you're an active father, you are engaged in their life. Okay, to me, that shows you're dedicated to something. You made a mistake, or you know, I don't want to say mistake because no child is a mistake. Something happened that wasn't planned and you're now taking ownership of it versus, you know, running away from it. To me, that shows good character traits that I want in a husband, which is, okay, something happened. I'm facing this head on. I'm not like, oh, this ain't me. You know, let me not handle that. So that's how I take it. The other guy, I ain't trying to put his whole business on blast, but he had other things that when he told me the backstories on all those different things, I was like, okay, there are red flags
and all the
descriptions, you know, versus I've met some guys who had one child and they explained how it was early marriage. You know, we got married so young.
Right.
Okay. I can't fault you for that. You know, I couldn't imagine getting married at 22. Like at 22, I was just trying to, you know, make it. You have a young reporter, like what?
So you hit the nail on the head when it comes to if it's the right person, it's the right person. Like if I have a person that's ticking every other box, just so happens they have a kid and they're a good father, honestly, that's another box to tick.
Right.
So it's obviously helping. So I've recently, and I say very recently, changed my mind on that. Because before it was a no. Hell no. But
mm-hmm, with a capital H.
Yeah, but and a capital N. But I've changed my mind on that. And I think that does come with age because I can't expect some, because I can't want everything. I can't want the perfect 35-year-old who's never, you know, it's possible. So that's where we're at right now.
And I'm not either. So that's how I look at it too. Like I'm not someone's perfect person. I'm perfect for them, but I'm not perfect, you know, I have
exactly,
my own flaws.
Exactly.
It may not be something that you consider a flaw. Like, I don't have a child, but I have a demanding job. And at this point, I put my job before relationships. So, I mean, because again, if I get the call for the assignment, hey, babe, I know we're supposed to have our anniversary dinner, but I got to go. You know, so, I mean, that's something could be seen in someone else's eyes. It's like, oh, she's so invested in the job. But to me, I can be invested in both. But I mean, I look at it that way. I'm not perfect either.
Reflection. I think that's what the single life helps you do. Reflect on where you are, where you want to be, what you want in the future, and what you want in a future partner. But it's okay to be single. It's okay to dip your toe into something new as well. And it's definitely okay to give someone your heart just on your own timeline. Heads up, this was part one of All the Single Ladies. More crazy date stories to come. And side note, all these ladies that I was speaking to, they're single, available, and just awesome, beautiful women. So go ahead, shoot your shot. Anyways, can't wait to see you guys next week on What Is Love. I know, but you know what is love.